This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
On the May primary election ballot for residents of the city of Sutherland is Measure 10213. And if passed, it would repeal Chapter 3.18 of the city's municipal code and end the current public safety fee, which is $9, $6 of that for police, $3 for fire. And want to talk to one of the proponents of repealing that fee. And Karen Meyer is on with us. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on today. Talk about you're part of the group wanting to repeal the fee. Why would you like to do that?
Well, our object is not to defund the police. We love our safety departments. Our object is to make the city more responsible in how it's spending the money that should be going for our safety departments. And the way that the current code is set up right now, the city council annually can raise or lower that safety fee as much as it wants to. And we think that considering what we've seen so far and how they've been handling our finances the past couple of years, we don't want them to have that privilege. We want the voters to be able to have a say in that.
Now, who pays that fee currently?
Anybody with a water meter pays the fee. Whether you're a local resident or a business, there was a person who came into a city council meeting who owns a RV park, and he says he's going to be paying hundreds of dollars a month because he'll pay for every water meter there that's on his property.
Now, how much does the city say it's collecting from that fee right now?
They say about $300,000. I think it's a little more.
So do you think there are better ways to generate that amount of money, or does the city need to trim its expenses? What's your take?
I think the city needs to trim its expenses. It's gotten involved in urban renewal, and that urban renewal money comes out of our property taxes. Right now, about over 7% of my property tax goes to urban renewal. That tax should be going to the general fund and should be being prioritized to pay for safety and infrastructure.
So do you feel like too much then is going to the urban renewal area?
I do, and I'm for urban renewal. I like what it's done to our downtown, but we're taking on some big expenses now, like $1.5 million for a city hall, $1.5 million for refurbishing the police station, and When we have issues with funding our safety departments, I just don't think that's the way we should be going.
Now, you and some other folks got this on the ballot. What response have you seen in the community to your measure?
Well, when we did the petition drive, we had a lot of people come out, and it was the middle winter. It was cold and rainy, but people made a point to come out and sign the petition, and we had over 950 signatures, so we had a good response. We find very few people, of course we're not really looking for them, but very few people that are opposed to putting the safety fee on the ballot.
So where do people get more information from your group or about what you're trying to do?
You can go to Sutherland Scoop on Facebook, and that's where we try to keep you apprised of what's going on with the city, especially the city finances.
Now, how long have you lived in Sutherland?
20 years.
So what do you like best about the community?
I like that it's small, and I like the atmosphere, the scenery. It's small, quiet. That's just what we like. We retired here 20 years ago, and we came from Northern California, and when we moved there. We lived in a town of 30,000 people that got to be 150,000 people when we left, and it really had changed, and so we were looking for quiet.
And how did you find Sevelin?
We drove up and down I-5. We had a daughter in California still, and we just wanted to stay within a day's drive, so we just drove up and down I-5 and looked at real estate. And this is where we ended up.
So have you gotten beyond the proposal? Have you kind of gotten involved in city government?
I was on the city council at one time, and before that I was on the budget committee for 4 years. That was a decade ago, more than a decade.
And how long has this public safety fee been in place?
Since last, I think it was June or July. It was passed last May, and I think in July they started taking it out.
Or
adding it on to people's utility bills.
All right. So again, your proposal is to remove that. If people want to find out more information, again, where should they take a look?
They should go to Sutherland Scoop on Facebook.
All right. Karen Meyer, thanks for being on this morning.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.